Time once again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week we have Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent, Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising, a former Republican lawmaker, and Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in Augusta as a Democrat. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. Maine residents will be holding congressional stakeouts outside of Republican Senator Susan Collins' Portland office over the next few days to call for the preservation of their health care. They want Collins and other leaders to oppose the House Republicans' plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Cynthia, Susan Collins has taken issue with parts of the plan, the proposal to cut to Planned Parenthood, for example. But isn't this all about losing coverage, how many Mainers would lose coverage?
Well, it definitely is about how many Mainers would lose coverage, but it's also a big dollars and cents equation because the Obamacare, you know, or the repeal of it, impacts, you know, close to $600 billion in taxes. You know, taxes were increased to fund some of the programs that Obamacare provides, the expansion of coverage and the other things we've always talked about. And those tax cuts are part of the repeal. And so I think she's facing the dilemma of not only, you know, having to confront Maine citizens who will lose health insurance, but also justify reducing taxes for some of the country's wealthiest people in order to cut their health insurance.
Meredith, do you see it as a shift of burden from one class to another?
You know, it's too early to tell any of this, really. People have to understand that this is extremely complex. Clearly, the Republicans in the House got that message from their own party. And Ryan announced last night that the House Republicans will go back and do some reworking of the bill. And that was based on a lot of the information that came out earlier this week from the Congressional Budget Office. So that's being all digested. So everybody is trying to do the right thing here. And you know, it's, as we've talked about before, it's not really, there's not going to be a repeal without a replacement. We just know that that's how that's going to happen. And I wish to a certain extent everybody could sort of keep calm. Know that people are really trying their hardest, and it is a very complex subject.
Dick, this really puts into strong relief the divisions within the Republican Party, in particular the sort of the differing goals of the congressional, traditional, free market Republicans, the populist Trump contingent, and then the, you know, the right wing of the Republican Party who simply wants to repeal this. Is this not the best illustration of that division?
Oh, it is. It's exactly right, Keith. When the Congressional Budget Office came out this week with their analysis of the plan, and they're thought to be a very objective, nonpartisan, purist analysis of the plan, they say 24 million people are going to lose coverage. So the implications are pretty significant for this plan. So this is the replacement plan that the Republicans have put forward as their first try, and it seems pretty unlikely to succeed in its current form. But the pressures of how to change it are both ways, as in there's a force from the conservative right that says we got to get these Medicaid expansions rolled back more quickly if we're going to sign on to this. And there's a version that is closer to the left, maybe the Susan Collins version, that says we can't have that many people losing health coverage with our replacement plan. So there's a huge amount of pressure here. And you know, so far, it's Republicans basically dealing with themselves and trying to find what are we actually going to do as a replacement plan as Republicans. There's some call for actually working together with Democrats. John Kasich was on Meet the Press this weekend talking about, can we in fact come together as adults and work on a plan together. So far, there's no real discussion of that. So we'll see.
You know, can I say the other thing that people have to remember here is process. And it's something we spend a lot of time talking about because it's going to go through. We're talking only about the House Republican bill. And now that's going back to the drawing board to really work out that. then it's got to come through the House. And then it comes to the Senate, and the Senate gets essentially, they sort of start over. So this is not going to be hurried. This is not in a big rush. There's a lot of hard work to be done.
I just disagree that this is somehow the slow train of repealing and replacing Obamacare. I mean, the Republicans are in control in the House, the Senate. They have the White House. It took the Democrats over a year to get the Affordable Care Act through, and that's when they had majorities. And Donald Trump's only been in office since January, and they've already passed a bill out of committee, you know, essentially supporting the proposal that's on the table. I mean, Republicans only need 21 defections to be blocked in the House. So I think it's going to happen quickly. and the stakes could never be higher politically for the parties and for the Trump administration.
So who will pay the price if nothing happens?
Oh, the Republicans in the midyear elections. I mean, they're already going to go into it with the weakness being the midterm elections, when their party's in power. And if they have not repealed and replaced Obamacare after promising to do so and after taking 60 votes in the House, under President Obama, if they can't get it done, I think they are going to be hurt substantially. And I think Donald Trump's administration, already in chaos because of these kind of what I consider to be rookie moves with the Muslim ban and some of these other foolish things that they've been tripping over themselves over. If they can't pass this major piece of legislation that they've been campaigning on, for 8 years, I think it's trouble.
But of course, they're also going to be hurt by whatever it is they pass, because it's not going to be the silver bullet solution to improve providing low cost care for all that they've been saying their replacement plan is going to be. There are likely to be people that are going to be losing coverage. There are likely to be a fair number of people who are paying more. So it's kind of a lose-lose.
Well, yeah, hear, hear. And that to me is the unbelievable irony of the 2016 presidential election. I mean, that's what they campaigned on. If you elect us, we're going to take your health care away and reduce taxes for wealthy people. And that's what they're doing.
We've asked this before, but has anything changed with respect to what all this means in the midterm for Bruce Poliquin in the 2nd District?
Well, I think it's going to be a huge factor since most of or a large percentage of potential losses of coverage will occur in the 2nd District.
All right, Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.
Have a great week.